Blessed and Sabbath morning to everyone, those that are on the phone and their families coming in, and to their family that will be listening to the recording in a later date. We will begin our children's Sabbath lesson today, and we're still reading from Desired Ages. We are in Chapter 5, the Dedication, Part 1, on this November 9, 2013. We will begin our study with our opening song, and it's called Sabbath Day. Sabbath Day, O risen shield, day divine to me so dear. Come and come to old and young, gathering for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more. But our Father's ample board, listening to His gracious word. Lord our God, we seek Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear Thy gospel truth declare. Let Thy mighty work us way over men and earth today, our poor souls, good shepherd feed, into pasture greener lead. May our Lord, the day is near, when we pass from trials here, into Thy eternal rest, in the mansion of the blessed. Sabbath day of rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come all come to old and young, gathering for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more. At our Father amply aboard, listening to gracious word. Let our God, we seek Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear Thy gospel truth declare. Let Thy mighty word hold sway over men on earth today. Our poor soul, good shepherd feed, into pasture greener lead. Let our God, we seek Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear Thy gospel truth declare. We would like to have opening prayer before the study. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next prayer, double up.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful Sabbath. As you for allowing us to open the Sabbath and go to the Shalom and take us with this wonderful, day and help us understand what God is saying. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will begin with our opening scripture. It's taken from 1 Peter 1:18 to 19, and it's taken from the King James Version, and it reads, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot." This week, boys and girls, we will begin Chapter 5 in our lesson book entitled The Dedication. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following scriptures, double up.
Exodus 4:22, "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord Israel, is my a son, even my firstborn."
Sabbath lesson, everyone. Exodus 4:23. "And I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me, and if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn." Amen.
Exodus chapter 5, verse 2. As the Pharisees, and Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go."
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Exodus 13:2. "Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, and whosoever opened the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, is mine." Amen.
Numbers 3:13. "Because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Egypt. Firstborn in Israel, both men and beasts, mine shall they be. I am the Lord."
3:22. "Moses truly said unto the father, a prophet shall the Lord
will rise unto you, you of your brother, like unto me, and him shall be heard here, and all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you." Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So let's continue in our study book, Isaiah Ages, chapter 5. We will be discussing pages 50 to 52. If anyone of the dear family would like to text the next paragraph, level up.
Desire of Ages, page 50. About 40 days after the birth of Christ, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord and to offer sacrifice. This was according to the Jewish law. And as man's substitute, Christ must conform to the law in every particular. He had already been subjected to the rite of circumcision as a pledge of his obedience to the law. Desire of Ages, page 50, verse paragraph 1. Amen.
God bless the little one. As an offering for the mother, the law required a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. But the law provided that if the parents were too poor to bring a lamb, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, one for a burnt offering, the other for the sin offering, might be accepted. Praise the Lord.
Desire Vegas, page 50. The offerings presented to the Lord were to be without blemish. These offerings represented Christ, and from this it is evident that Jesus himself was free from physical deformity. He was the Lamb without blemish and without spot, 1 Peter 1:19. His physical structure was not marred by any defect. His body was strong and healthy, and throughout his lifetime he lived in conformity to nature's laws. Physically as well as spiritually, he was an example of what God designed all humanity to be through obedience to his laws.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So question, boys and girls, why the offering represented, and what was evidence of Jesus himself regarding his natural physical condition? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear one.
The answer is, These offerings represented Christ, and that Jesus himself was free from physical deformity. He was the Lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen.
Praise God. So let's learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear one.
And without spot, Desire of Ages, page 51. The dedication of the firstborn had its origin in the earliest times. God had promised to give the firstborn of heaven to save the sinner. This gift was to be acknowledged in every household by the consecration of the firstborn son. Amen. He was to be devoted to the priesthood as a representative of Christ among men. Desire of Ages, page 51, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desires of Ages, page 51. In the deliverance of Israel from the Egypt, the dedication of the firstborn was against the commandment. While the children of Israel were being bondage to the Egypt, the Lord directed Moses to go to Pharaoh from the king of Egypt and said, "Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, and even my firstborn said, I said unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me, and if those refuse to let him go, behold, I shall slay thy son with even thy firstborn." Exodus 4:22-23.
So, dear ones, do you know that the whole tribe of Israel that was coming out from Egypt, God has seen them as a son? Isn't that remarkable? Even though there were many people, yet he said to let his son go. If the next family would like to take the next paragraph, go below.
Desire of Ages, page 51. Moses delivered his message, but the proud king's answer was, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Exodus chapter 5, verse 2. The Lord worked for his people by signs and wonders, sending terrible judgments upon Pharaoh. At length, the destroying angel was bidden to slay the firstborn of men and beasts among the Egyptians. That the Israelites might be spared, they were directed to place upon their doorposts the blood of the slain lamb. Every house was to be marked, that when the angel came out on his came on his mission of death, he might pass over the homes of the Israelites. Desire of Ages, page 51, paragraph 3. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, dear one, do you know that the same God of Israel that allowed the children of Israel to put the blood in the doorpost so they will be protected from the angel of death? So is Jesus Christ is putting the blood upon us, and is actually putting it in the door of our hearts, that we may also be delivered. So, dear ones, I have another question. Boys and girls, how did the Lord work for his people, and what were the Israelites directed to do with the blood of the slain lamb? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, go below.
By signs and wonders, sending terrible judgment upon Pharaoh. They were directed to place the blood of a slain lamb upon their doorpost, that they might,
by signs and wonders, sending terrible judgments upon Pharaoh, they were directed to place the blood of a slain lamb upon their doorpost, that they might be spared. Amen.
Praise God. Good job, little one. So make sure the blood of the Lord is upon the doorpost of your heart. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 51. After sending this judgment upon Egypt, the Lord said to Moses, "Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, both of man and of beast. It is mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. Exodus 13, verse 2, and Numbers 3, verse 13. After the tabernacle service was established, the Lord chose the tribe of Levi in the place of the firstborn of all Israel to minister in the sanctuary. But the firstborn were still to be regarded as the Lord's and were to be bought back by a ransom. Amen.
Thus the law for the purification of the firstborn was made specifically, while it was a memorial of the Lord. Nothing the limit of the children of Israel, it disfigured a great covenant to be brought out by the only loving self of God as the Lord sprinkled on the daughter has gained the firstborn of Israel, so the blood of Christ has poured power to save the world. Amen.
Question, boys and girls. After the judgment upon Egypt, what did the Lord say to Moses? And what prefigured the blood sprinkled on the doorpost that saved the firstborn? If you know the question to that answer, beloved dear one.
The answer is, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, both of man and of beast, is mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hauled unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be. I am the Lord, and that the blood of Christ has power to save the world. Amen.
Dear ones, if all people, especially the people of God, will know how important it is to be able to allow our homes to know the responsibility of the firstborn, there will be so much knowledge of their Savior within their home. So let's pray that our people may be able to remember the responsibility of presenting the firstborn in their home and how he must live to be an example for the little ones to know that as he stands in the family, he's representing Jesus. So let's pray for all the firstborn in our home that they might take the rightful call. Let's continue on Desire Ages, page 52. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up, dear one.
Desire of Ages, page 52. What meaning then was attached to Christ's presentation? But the priest did not see through the veil. He did not read the mystery beyond. The presentation of infants was a common theme. Day after day, the priest received the redemption money as the babes were presented to the Lord. Day after day, he went through the routine of his work, giving little heed to the parents or children, unless he saw some indication of the wealth or high rank of the parents. Joseph and Mary were poor, and when they came with their child, the priest saw only a man and woman dressed as Galileans, and in the humblest garments. There was nothing in their appearance to attract attention, and they presented only the offering made by the poorer class. Desire of Ages, page 52, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 52. The priest went through the ceremony of his official work. He took the child in his arms and held it up before the altar. After handing it back to its mother, he inscribed the name Jesus on the roll of the firstborn. Little did he think, as the baby lay in his arms, that it was the majesty of heaven, the King of glory. The priest did not think that this babe was the one of whom Moses had written, "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me."
Desire Ages, page 52. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Acts 3:22. He did not think that this babe was boy Moses had asked to see that one greater than Moses lay in the priest's arms. And when he arose, the child's name, he was enrolling the name of one who was the foundation of the whole Jewish economy. That name was to be its death. What was the system of sacrifice of offering? Offering was not too old, but temple type and almost reached its type, but shadow its
substance. Desire of Ages, page 52, paragraph 2.
Great job, little one. So we have the last question in our study. Boys and girls, who was the foundation of the whole Jewish economy? And what happened to the system of sacrifices and offering after the type had met anti-type? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, follow up.
The answer is Christ, the majesty of heaven, the King of glory. And they were vast and old. The type had almost reached its anti-type. The shadow is substance. Amen.
So let's learn another memory verse song, dear one. It's taken from Acts 3:22 from the King James Version. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful study we had today. And it's a very good reminder to let us know, as Jesus was here as a babe, many did not recognize him, and he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even the priests that held him. Just as we as Christians, we may go about doing all the works that we have to do, many does not even know that you are a child of the King. So just remember, just as your Savior was in this earth, so are you. So next week, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson book entitled The Dedication. If any one of the little ones and the mommies or daddy would like to have closer in prayer, bubble out.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for all that you give us. I thank you for all this wonderful prayer we did. And thank you for this wonderful day. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear one, we will continue chapter 5, the dedication part 2, and that will be November 16, 2013. So have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. And for those that participated with your children, Praise the Lord, great God, and for the sisters and brothers that took part of the lesson. God bless everyone. We have activities that the children may be able to also have in us. And we hope and pray that they will be blessed as well. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. And for those listening in the radio, thank you for being here. God bless.